Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This has been a presentation of Odyssey Sports. For even more coverage of your team, download the free Odyssey app and listen to your favorite stations, shows, and podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Listen. I don't care who you were rooting for tonight. If you were one of the near 20,000 in attendance for this one, you got your money's worth. Astros fans leaving Kauffman Stadium disappointed. You got your money's worth. Wow, what a ball game. What a win. Royals win a fourth straight game, and they take the series from the defending champion Houston Astros. Oh, let's have a good time tonight. Phone lines are open. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. 913-586-7610. I can think of no better way to get the party started than by heading down inside that Royals clubhouse, and let's talk to tonight's winning pitcher. The first dub in his big league career, let me say. Congratulations, James MacArthur. Thank you very much for calling in. How filthy are you right now? Like how much stuff did the boys just cover you with?
I got just about everything you could imagine. But yeah, it was a really cool experience.
I'm wondering, because I'm very anti-mayonnaise. I hate mayonnaise. Are any of the things that they poured on you something that you would not put on a burger or on a hot dog yourself?
I think we had to get rid of the rice vinegar. The rice vinegar was getting pretty potent in there, so that was one that we had to as a whole just say we're not going to do that anymore.
I would have, the game just ended, so you probably haven't had a chance to really dive into the phone. But who are you anxiously awaiting to talk with once you're able to hang up with me and call a family member, call a relative? Who's it going to be?
Sorry, kind of breaking up a little bit. Could you repeat it?
I'm curious who the phone call's going to be, the first one that you answer of everyone trying to offer their congratulations about your dub tonight.
Oh, definitely my wife. My wife will be the first call and talk to her and the kiddos, hopefully before they go to bed.
You've been you've held the opposition scoreless in 8 of your last 9 appearances. What's working so well for you?
I don't know. I don't know that it's necessarily one thing. Maybe just going out there and trying to execute pitches, get quick outs, and, you know, trust the preparation that I'm putting in before and game planning hitters, working with Sal and Logan. They make it really, really easy to do. And the pitching coaches, they all do a really good job helping us prepare and then just try to take that game plan out there and attack with my best stuff.
How would you describe the, I don't know if it's been a battle, but how would you describe this season as far as maintaining confidence when you take the big league bump?
Yeah, it's been a little up and down at times. I think after I had a tough debut, and then just getting the ball back is, you know, the biggest thing for me has just been to flush whatever happened before and try and learn from it, and go out there and just really trust my preparation and game planning and, you know, attack hitters and just go for it kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, you're certainly earning it. You're earning the trust of this coaching staff. You're earning the trust of this fan base. I'm curious, what have you enjoyed since coming over to the Royals organization?
I love the coaching staff. I love all the guys here. They've been super welcoming. They helped me add a slider back to my arsenal, and that's helped me out a lot. So, you know, they've been a really, really good for me and a big help, and just helping me game plan and figure out what pitches are going to work for me in the future and how to set guys up. So they've helped me a lot. I really like the org.
Well, James, I want to let you get back to the celebration, but can you speak to what this four-game winning streak, taking the first two games against the defending champions, what it's showing you, what it's showing this clubhouse?
Yeah, I think that we're just a really talented group. We have really good players up and down the lineup, hitters, pitchers, all of us very talented, and I think it just shows that, you know, we can do this, we can be a winning team. It's just a matter of it all coming together at the right time, and these last four games, we've certainly been able to do that. The hitters have just been relentless up there, tough, making it really tough on the other team's pitchers, and then I think our bullpen and our starters have done a great job just picking each other up, whether one of them does good or bad, and just next man up and try to get that guy in that was out there and protect his runs. So, you know, I think that as a whole, we've played really well as a team the last four games, and we just need to keep it rolling.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. It's a great point from yourself to Taylor Clark, Cole Reagans. You saw a lot of arms picking up, teammates picking up defenders. It was a great win. James MacArthur picks up his first career win tonight, four up, four down. He strikes out Jeremy Pena with the curveball. He gets Maurice Dubon staring at 94. Great job, James. Enjoy this one. We'll see you back out there tomorrow.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Go
Great
Royals.
Job, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 10-8. Royals win, and they take game two of this three-game series against the defending champs. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Thanks again to James MacArthur for calling us up. Now, listening to what Matt Quatrero had to say moments ago, he says his favorite part of this game tonight was the offense and the team absorbing punches from this Houston Astros juggernaut and picking itself back off the mat and throwing a few haymakers of their own. Q, who, as you know, has been around winners in Tampa, in Cleveland. He knows what a winning ball club looks like, and he knows what it takes to reach the heights of the World Series. So he's 100% right. And you guys remember the march to the 2014 and the 2015 World Series. How many blows did those teams have to absorb? Wild card game. The Angels series in the ALDS. Home runs and extra innings. Of course, the World Series against the Giants, and then the entire run in 2015. So I thought it was a great point brought up by the manager. So that's his takeaway. But I got to be honest with you. Now, again, this game tonight, there's just no doubt about it. This team's resolve or ability to get off the mat is commendable. But I think that ability has been present for months now. You guys bring it up all the time about how this team never rolls over. They fight until the end. And you're right. You know, my response is to normally downplay that because so many of these guys don't yet have their footing at the big league level. They better continue to fight. You don't have a job next year. You better get out there and, you know, put some effort, put some energy on tape. So now, to me, the big takeaway tonight, and that's my question for you. Is there a big picture takeaway? Or is this just a nice win where the boys showed the fight, but you're not going to read much into this game as we look ahead to 2024? I'm curious. I'm asking the question because to me, I do have a big picture takeaway. There was something that happened in this 10-8 Royals win that I say, wow, that has me encouraged for 2024. And I know some of you have already been there, understandably so, but I'm arrived. I have arrived. I'm all in. Cole Reagans, you got the goods, buddy. Holy cow. Now, I understand what the final line looks like. 6 innings, 5 runs on 6 hits, 7 punch-outs, and 2 walks. Statistically, it's Reagans' worst start since joining the Royals. 5 earned runs allowed is a season high. So again, you look at the final line. If you don't watch the game, if you're just looking at the box score tomorrow, you're going to say, wow, yeah, Cole Reagans was humbled by the champs. To me, not many things could be further from the truth. 7 up, 7 down to start the game. His defense lets him down in the third inning as Michael Garcia makes an error. I thought it was a fine call. Tough play. It was, 105-mile-per-hour rocket right at him. I thought he was going to make the play. I expect him to make that play. I know he expects to make that play, so it was a proper, in my opinion, a proper error charged to Michael Garcia. So instead of the inning being over, because that was a 5-4-3 inning-ending double play, would have been 9 up, 9 down for Cole Reagans. Instead, it's runners on the corners and only one out, and Jose Altuve's coming to the dish. Doesn't sound appetizing now, does it? But Reagans is able to wiggle out of it. Not a single run comes in to score. And then he goes 1-2-3 in the fourth, gives up 3 runs in the fifth, but is undeterred, comes back out in the sixth, and strikes out the side. Gets Jose Abreu swinging through a changeup. Chaz McCormick swings through a breaking ball, and he blows 98 past Diaz. That's 6 innings, 3 runs on 5 hits, or, as it's commonly referred to, a quality start. 6 innings, 3 runs, 7 punch-outs. That was the day for Cole Reagans. Now, I understand bringing him back out for the 7th. He's the best arm you have on this team, maybe in this organization. I don't trust anybody in that bullpen. James MacArthur, Taylor Clark, they're working. They're right now probably, number 2 and number 1, respectively, on the totem pole of current Royals relievers. But I trust Cole Reagans more than I trust anybody else. So, yeah, run him back out there. But it was pretty clear that he ran out of gas. Leadoff walk and then a single to the 9-hitter. That ends Cole Reagans' day. Colin Snyder comes in, gives up a 3-run home run to Jose Altuve and ruins the final line of Cole Reagans. But to me, that's a big picture takeaway from this 10-8 win. I went into that Toronto game, his most recent start, saying this is the most potent lineup that Cole Reagans has faced since joining the Royals. And Cole Reagans is a different pitcher since joining the Royals. So I don't care who he faced when he was with Texas. I wanted to see, what are you going to do against the big boys that are making a run at the postseason? And against Toronto, you're in their yard, and their fans are going crazy. What are you going to do? And he took a one-hitter into the 6th inning, pitched his tail off, and then had that very bumpy dismount. Right, the 3 straight wild pitches, So I was curious, what's he going to do against an even better lineup? A team that's even hungrier for the postseason. What's he going to do against the Houston Astros? He basically threw a quality start. 94 pitches, 6 innings of 3-run baseball. I don't have any more tests for Cole Reagans in 2023. The next time I'm going to be questioning Cole Reagans is opening day or game two or game three of the 2024 season. All my chips are pushed in. This guy's got the goods. I don't know what else you would need to see. I know some of you are saying, Vern, yeah, we've been there. Can't believe it took you so long. What he did in Toronto, what he did tonight against the Houston Astros, I'm all in. You let me know if I'm off base, and you let me know if there's any other big picture takeaway from this 10-8 win. Matt Quatrero makes a great point when he talks about this team's resolve and their ability to take a punch and throw a counterpunch, but I think that's been on display all season, and I don't think that really has much carryover to 2024. What does have carryover is Cole freaking Reagans. Royals win 10-8. We'll get to your thoughts after this.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Cole already has six. This would be his seventh. Swing and a miss. Make it seven. And a strikeout of Diaz means striking out the side in the sixth inning. Seven quality starts now. He's only been in the rotation since the beginning of August. Another excellent night for Cole Reagans. As we go to the bottom of the sixth inning at Kauffman Stadium with the Royals up 5-3.
They would go on to win 10-8. What? Hold on. What was the score? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, 10-8 Royals win. Hey, whatever. And how about that statistic? That's Steve Stewart, as you know, bringing you the play-by-play here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals complete a four-game winning streak. They look to make it five tomorrow. They look to sweep the defending champions tomorrow afternoon as Jordan Lyles squares off with Framber Valdez. Why not? Right? Why not? But how about that statistic? Seven quality starts. Now, that's if that was the end of the night for Cole Reagans, it would have been his seventh quality start. 94 pitches, six innings, seven strikeouts, three runs on five hits. I had no issue with him coming back out for the seventh, especially because it was to face the 8-9 hitter in the Houston lineup. You had Colin Snyder ready to go to face the top. Cole Reagans is the best you have. I had no issue with it whatsoever. But that statistic right there, the fact that Cole Reagans, who again, 10 starts, that's it. He's second on the team in quality starts in 2023. I believe, right, Brady Singer still leads the team. Singer's taken the ball every fifth day since the beginning of the season, basically. Royals win 10-8. The phone line is open for you. 913-586-7610. Yeah, Brady has 9 quality starts in 28 outings. Cole Reagans has 6 in 10. In those 10 starts, even with 5 earned runs tonight, the 25-year-old lefty still has a very impressive ERA of 2.28. 77 strikeouts in 59 innings. Let's hear what Cole had to say after this one. This audio courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City.
You know, left some pitches over the middle of the plate. They got hit pretty hard. It's usually, you know, what happens. I felt like a few pitches. I thought I made some really good pitches that got hit. And, you know, like I said, though, the few that I left over the plate got hit pretty hard.
That's a tough lineup to navigate. What's your game plan going into navigate to the deep part.
I've faced them a few times, but just attack them, like just go at them. If you fall behind, that's where they're really going to get you, falling behind. So just try to go at them, get ahead, and stay ahead.
Can you run me through that at bat against Jordan early in the game, bases loaded, lucky went, sinker, slider, then change up. So how would that help to go against a guy like that can really bat?
Yeah, I mean, you just have to mix well with that guy. It's one of the best hitters out there. I mean, you just have to mix well. I felt like I made a good pitch. He hit it hard. It just happened to be right at somebody. Yeah. The offense was relentless tonight. Porter coming in out of nowhere, kind of unexpected right there. I thought he did great before him. I mean, Salvi did great back there. I think it was a complete team win. I mean, like I said, the offense was relentless the whole game. Every time, you know, it got close, they put up runs and just kept on doing it. Never gave in.
Yeah, happy that he touched on that AB against Yordan Alvarez in the third inning. Royals led the game 3-0 at that time. Bases loaded, 2 outs, and one of the most intimidating bats in all of Major League Baseball, Yordan Alvarez. Looking good in that uniform, repping the 4-4, looking real good. Go back, and Jalen Thompson mentioned it there. Jalen, of course, from the Kansas City Star. 3 straight sliders to Alvarez. They put Cole Reagans ahead 1-2. And then it's what, cutter, changeup, fastball, a 2-2 count, the 6th pitch of the at-bat. He goes back to that slider. It's low and outside. But Alvarez offers, hits a liner to center field, and Kyle Isbell playing a strong center field. As always, Royals win 10-8. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Cole Reagans making our friend Cody Tapp some money, or I should say, Cody Tapp made you some money earlier today on the double play. He said Cole Reagans is going to have at least 5 strikeouts, and the lefty ended up with 7. That gives him 77 strikeouts through his first 10 outings. That's a new franchise record. James Shields had 69 punchies in his first 10 back in 2013. Text line 913-586-7610. I see Raj from the Ozarks is unhappy that Reagans went back out there in the 7th. Yeah, I understand it. Cole Reagans isn't going to arbitration. So there's just no harm, in my opinion, in running him back out there. And I understand, I can hear myself saying that, yes, we're talking about a guy that is twice undergone Tommy John surgery. But I refuse to believe that an additional 6 pitches is ultimately what's going to force him back under the knife. You can't, in my opinion, you can't manage scared. They have so much more information on the body and elbow and health and stamina of Cole Reagans. Listen, nobody cares about the long-term well-being of Cole Reagans more so than Brian Sweeney, the training staff, Matt Quatrero, J.J. Piccolo, John Sherman, right? Next to Bobby Witt Jr., there may not be a more important person in this organization more so than Cole Reagans. With all due respect to the front office, of course. I mention them because they're the reason why Cole Reagans is here. Right? I could very easily be sitting here and we could just say, well, at least we got Bobby. I was thinking about that during the game today. Where would this organization be? Where would the 2023 Royals be without Cole Reagans? And really, where would they be without Cole Reagans turning into this Cole Reagans? Right, if he's just your classic 4-5 and dive guy, he's going to give you a chance to win, but he's a league average, slightly below pitcher, fine. You know, he's getting the job done. Nothing special. If he was that guy, if he was just an average to below average pitcher, I mean, this team's 48-101 on the heels of a four-game winning streak. Heavens knows what that record would be like if Cole Reagans wasn't currently one of the five best pitchers in the American League. 913-586-7610. Since the All-Star break, the Royals have won 22 games. Half of them have come in Cole Reagans and Brady Singer starts. When Reagans or Singer take the hill, the Royals are 11-9. With anyone else, they're 11-26. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're on the postgame show as the boys win 10-8. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Vern, happy Saturday night. Thanks for taking my call. So last night was really cool. It was Roberto Clemente night, number 21. He was one of my favorite players growing up. And Vern, the reason I'm talking about this because tonight I didn't think it could get any better, but it did because I was listening to your On Deck show, and you ended it with Buck O'Neill telling a story about Satchel Paige striking out Josh Gibson with jazz in the background. Woo-hoo! It can't get any more Kansas City than that. That was really cool. Anybody missed that, go to the Odyssey app and get that. That was cool. And then, so Vern, tonight the game, man, yeah, Cole Reagans, man. He's a stud. That's going down as a great trade. And I look forward to the future. You just said that record with Brady Singer and him going 11-9. Can you think if we just get a couple more arms, or maybe Lynch and Bubich get healthy, or Champagne comes through, or just anybody? I'm looking forward to it, Vern. And how about that young kid, Logan Porter, got a home run tonight. Bobby Witt, how about that stat, Vern? I could not believe it. He's on the cusp of 50, on the cusp of 30. Only three guys in Major League history, everybody, has only done that. I love that guy. He's a superstar. And you know where we would be without him? You know, we're talking about Cole Reagans and him. We'd be up a creek without a paddle. But at least we have those guys. Way to go. Good job tonight, man. Good job by 6'10". And, Vern, we love you. Go Royals, go Jayhawks, and go Chiefs.
There was a lot there. Ryan from Olathe writes in, Vern, good stuff from Logan Porter. Cole Reagans looks good again. And I love seeing the offense compete and play quality baseball with an elite team like this. Yeah, and there are two things that I would have loved to have mentioned and, you know, really expanded on in that opening segment, but Cole Reagans deserved that opening segment. There are two other aspects of this game that I think deserve the spotlight. Number one is the execution of the... just the word execution. Like in neon lights, that seventh inning, bottom of the seventh inning. Astros just tied the game up in the top half of the seventh. Jose Altuve hits a three-run bomb off of Colin Snyder to tie this game up at 6 apiece. That hurt. I wasn't confident that the boys were going to come back and win this one. I'll be honest with you. You want me to be really honest with you? I didn't understand. Well, I do understand because it's been happening for years. But you kept booing Jose Altuve. You don't need to poke the bear. The guy's going to the Hall of Fame. You might want to cut it out. He's not intimidated. You're not getting to him. The guy's a multi-time world champion. You're not getting to him. You're doing is just egging him on. So he belts that three-run home run to tie it up. And now I'm just agitated. To be quite honest with you, I was agitated at you. Leave Jose Altuve alone. He was doing nothing this series, and you guys wouldn't relent. Anyway, they won, so we're cool. But Altuve ties it up there in the seventh inning. So the bottom half of the frame. Nelson Velasquez draws a one-out walk. Michael Massey then singles to right. Kyle Isbell. How many times have I sat here and said, listen, Izzy has a future in Kansas City so long as this organization can surround him with the type of offense. So long as this organization can find some power in the corner outfield positions to where you can go, hey, Izzy, just track down every fly ball, lay down the occasional bunt, and we're good. You know, go win a gold glove. Play fundamentally sound offensively, and that's all we need from you. Great defense, smart offense, smart base running, that's all we need from you. So with two on and one out, right, Velasquez is on third, Massey's on first. Runners on the corners and one out. Kyle Isbell squares to bunt, and he fouls it off. So I'm up here in the press box going, buddy, it's the only thing we need you to do. Make every play defensively, and you've done that all year. But I'm not asking for extra base power, but you got to get a big bunt down. And he does just that. Gets the bunt down. The pitcher, Hector Neris, does a somersault or something. I don't know what the heck he was doing. Nonetheless, a run comes in to score. Now, nobody's striking out. They're putting the ball in play. Execution. The Royals just executed so much better than the Houston Astros and have executed. It's even strange to say, to fix my lips and say the Royals have executed better than the Houston Astros. Yeah, that didn't seem right, but that's true. Because right after that, Dairon Blanco does not strike out, puts the ball in play, and Alex Bregman makes a gorgeous pick, but doesn't execute the throw to Altuve at second base, flies into right field, Massey comes around to score. And just like that, it's two on, one out, Nick Prado. Buddy, you got to stop striking out. Right? He comes into the game today. 10 strikeouts in his first 13 trips to the dish. The only thing you can't do in that spot in the seventh inning. Now, two runs are already in. You're feeling good. You got the lead back. But you know you're going to need more. You want that 8-6 lead to turn into a 9-6 lead. Prado, you cannot punch out. Put the ball in play. Drive the man home from third. And he does it. Sack fly, center field. Royals are up 9-6. They lose a three-run lead, and they get it right back because they executed better than the champs. Loved that inning. The other thing that I believe is worthy of a spotlight. I've never seen so many people on the opposition what appears to be truly concerned for a rival. Salvador Perez takes a foul ball off the face with Jose Altuve at the dish in the fifth. Now, Altuve and Salvi, of course, I know they care about each other. They grew up together. So, of course, Altuve is going to step out. He's going to show concern. He wants to make sure that Salvi's okay. The manager comes out. The training staff comes out. Salvi says, you know, I'm good. They come out again and check on him during the Alex Bregman at-bat, but he's fine. Yordan Alvarez then comes to the dish, and, you know, he's having some sort of a conversation with Salvi, and it seemed to me, I haven't talked to Yordan, but it seemed to me that he noticed that that's not Salvi. The way he's talking, the way he's whatever, that's not Salvi. You see, Yordan Alvarez, who's in the middle of a postseason chase. Houston needed this win. They had a chance to, again, put another game between them and second-place Texas. And these games are huge for Houston. Winning the division is the difference between a first-round bye or facing the Tampa Bay Rays in the first round of the postseason. No, Houston needs this game, and yet Yordan Alvarez is showing concern for Salvador Perez. He turns to the dugout as if to say, hey, come get your boy. Same with the home plate umpire, John Lipka. He's showing that same concern for the great number 13, and I think that speaks to the obviously the respect that people have for Salvi. But what it does to me is it just reinforces a conversation that you and I had a few months ago about Miguel Cabrera. And I asked the question, who's the next Miguel Cabrera? Where you just, you know you're not supposed to like him because he's not on your team, but you can't help but like him. That's Salvi. Salvi is the new Miguel Cabrera in Major League Baseball. Not only because of his personality, but also because of his heart, his hustle, his performance, his energy, his smile. Everyone respects the ball player, but it certainly seems as if they respect the man even more. That was cool to see. Royals win 10-8. They've won four in a row, and they just took a series from the defending champs. How about that? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We get back to your thoughts after this.
610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Here's a well-hit ball to deep left field. And gone. Porter, an 0-2 pitch. So Logan Porter hammers an 0-2 pitch into the left field seats. The Royals have 10 and lead by a grand slam home run, 10-6.
They would need all four of those runs. Yeah, that cushion was needed because two runs would come in to score in the ninth inning, and the Royals would hang on to win 10-8. The final score, the great Denny Matthews, the Hall of Famer on the call. Lopo going bridge. 0-2 pitch. He parks it over the left field wall for his first big league home run. Royals win 10-8 thanks to our friends at Rawhide Harley-Davidson for all your support. Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. After the game, Logan Porter got the Joel Goldberg treatment on Bally Sports Kansas City, which means you get the Salvi splash, which is now done by Bobby and MJ, even if it was still Salvi. Salvi, not a concussion, non-concussive injury for Salvador Perez. I don't think that's the way that it's exactly written. Non-concussive head injury? Is that how they put it? Yeah, non-concussive head impact for Salvador Perez. Nonetheless, talking about Logan Porter, came in to replace Salvi in that fifth inning. Went 1-for-3, highlighted, of course, by that home run. He gets the Joel Goldberg treatment and talked about that home run on the field after the game to, well, Joel and the rest of the people over there at Bally Sports Kansas City.
Yeah, that was crazy. I couldn't even hit him out in BP, so it was, I saw a pitch up and just put a good swing on it.
Congratulations on the win, the first home run. Go warm up and celebrate with your teammates.
Thank you.
Yeah, great job. Great job. Always a great job by the great Joel Goldberg. Logan Porter, one of many Royals to contribute to this 10-8 victory. Nine different Royals collected a hit. Michael Garcia, Bobby Witt scored four of the 10 runs. Nelson Velasquez and Salvador Perez drove in four of the 10 runs. Jay Southland Tow Service text line's always there for you, 913-586-7610. We'll take a dive into the text line in just a moment, but first, let's head to the Northland. Talk to our good buddy Kyle. Kyle, always appreciate you listening, man. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Vern. I was out at the K tonight, and I'm in 100% agreement with you. It's time to stop booing Altuve. It's just immature, and we can do better. But speaking of doing better, I can't decide what my favorite moment of the game was. Either Reagan strike them all, you know, striking out the side for the shutdown inning, or, you know, Logan Porter going deep. But I think I'm pretty equally impressed with the execution as you are, Vern. One thing you didn't mention that you got to a lot of them, you know, we did really great today, so there's a lot to mention. But that MJ Melendez pushing over to the second base side with advancing Bobby to third, and then Velasquez hitting the sac fly early in the game, that was a big deal. And then Prado had a couple of moments too. So all of those guys I wanted to shout out today, and it was a great night at the K. Had an awesome time. You know, I was a little nervous there at the end too, but Hernandez figured it out and, you know, got an out or two, and Taylor Clark came in and finished it for us. So it was a little nerve-wracking there at the end, but, you know, we kind of expected that with the bullpen and everything. Kind of ruined Reagan's, you know, great start. I think he had like 10 or 11 sat-downs to start the game. So, you know, Reagan's and Porter today are the highlight. But as always, Vern, win or lose, we still listen to you. Thanks again for taking the call.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. Ted, back inside the text line. The Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Gabe at Independence is wondering why the Royals still use Dyrone Blanco. Well, let me read the whole text. Yeah. Gabe, I need a name of who you want to replace Dyrone Blanco. Here's the text. Congratulations on getting Massey's home run total correct. Thank you very much. Sam McDowell, if you're listening, I'll take your apology any day now. Gabe then goes on to write, Vern, why do we still use Dyrone Blanco? I know we like him, but can't we just use MJ, Isbell, Waters, and Velasquez and rotate? Gabe and Independence. Yeah, you could if you wanted to, but you still have 26 spots on the team. Okay, you want to get rid of Dyrone Blanco and just have three people on your bench? That doesn't seem wise. Also, Dyrone Blanco in a corner outfield is your best defense. He's your best pinch runner. To me, he's the perfect. Not perfect. For a team that's 48-101, he's the perfect 13th man. He's the perfect bench player. He's the perfect, let's put our best defense out there because we have our best pitcher out there. So, yeah, maybe, Gabe, if you had a name that you were desirous of, I want to see this guy in the big leagues, okay, but I don't really understand what you're getting at. Rally Mantis writes in, he's all sorts of fired up about Mizzou and the Royals and Logan Porter. No doubt, appreciate it. Spike in St. Joe writes in, Spike, it was nice seeing you and the fam again earlier today out at Craft and Draft. Vern, the game ended the way we wanted to, but my question is, how much money will John Sherman spend in the offseason? Good seeing you. Looking forward to the next time. Yeah, hopefully see you again. We only have, what, 7 home games remaining in this season? Yeah, 7. Yeah, it was nice seeing you. How much money is John Sherman going to spend this offseason? Man, I wish I had that number. You know, I'm thinking about it. There's no doubt they're going to need to make a free agent acquisition. I don't know if it's a big-time splash, you know. There's just so much that needs to happen. Again, you're 48-101. You need a few trades. You know, let's say you trade Salvador Perez, and let's say you eat $20 million of his contract. That's still taking at least $10 million off the books next year. So does that count as an extra $10 that John Sherman's spending? Or is... Spike, I'll answer your question this way. You got to give me one arm, one pitcher that we can have a debate that guy or Cole Reagans or Brady Singer, who gets the ball on opening day? That right now is my main request of this offseason. Just give me one name, and I know it's easier said than done. Just go get me a guy that could start opening day. Well, I'm sorry, that's what this team needs. I need someone to get in there and battle it out with Brady Singer and Cole Reagan spring training 2024 for the opening day nod. And then that's your 1-2-3. Jordan Lyles gobbling up innings in the 4 spot, and then we got quite a battle for the 5 spot. Daniel Lynch, Angel Zerpa, and Alec Marsh. Love that. Now throw a Chandler Champlain in there and an Anthony Veneziano if you want, and hey, whoever loses, you go to the bullpen. Angel Zerpa would not be shabby out of the bullpen. Alec Marsh, yes, please. Now, I hope he turns out to be a really good starting pitcher, but he could dominate out of the bullpen, in my opinion. So I don't know how much money that's going to cost, because again, that arm could be acquired in a trade. Now, if you're going to buy that arm, that arm's probably going to run you anywhere between $15 and $20 million a year. Pitching remains the currency of this sport. Spike Nicenia, speaking of, breaking bread with listeners and shaking hands and finally being able to meet you guys out there at Craft and Draft. It was my absolute pleasure to meet Dan and KCK. Came out to Craft and Draft yesterday, got to shake his hand, talk a little Royals baseball. Dan, thanks for calling up, man. That was so nice meeting you yesterday. How are you tonight?
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it was really nice to meet you, too. You know, the 9 years that we were talking, you know, on the air, I was really glad to meet you. It was a great game tonight for the Royals. Let's go for the sweep tomorrow. Picture yourself, Josh.
Love it. Yeah, 9 years you and I have been talking. Finally got to look each other face to face. I'm sorry this is the face that I'm bringing, but what are you going to do? 10-8, Royals win. Now, I understand. I see on the text line, Raj in the Ozarks letting me know that the Royals are massive underdogs tomorrow. Yeah, that's all right. They've overcome massive odds before. Tampa, the Dodgers. Yeah. Jordan Lyles squares off with Framber Valdez tomorrow. Sure. On paper, that looks very one-sided. But so did Shane McClanahan going up against Jose Quas. I know there's another one in there that I'm forgetting about. But the Royals have won a few times when they're 2-1 underdogs. Jordan Lyles, Framber Valdez, I'll talk to you tomorrow at 12 noon. Nathan Williams, thank you very much for your help. I just got that email. Man, you are something else. Nathan Williams, great work tonight. Take care, Kansas City.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
10 strikeouts through 7 scoreless innings for Brady Singer.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
There's a well-hit ball to deep left field. And gone. Porter, an 0-2 pitch. So Logan Porter hammers an 0-2 pitch into the left field seats. The Royals have 10. And lead by a grand slam home run, 10-6.
They would need all four of those runs. Yeah, that cushion was needed because two runs would come in to score in the ninth inning, and the Royals would hang on to win 10-8. The final score, the great Denny Matthews, the Hall of Famer on the call. Lopo going bridge. 0-2 pitch, he parks it over the left field wall for his first big league home run. Royals win 10-8 thanks to our friends at Rawhide Harley-Davidson for all your support. Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. After the game, Logan Porter got the Joel Goldberg treatment on Bally Sports Kansas City, which means you get the Salvi Splash, which is now done by Bobby and MJ. Even if it was still Salvi. Salvi, not a concussion, non-concussive injury for Salvador Perez. I don't think that's the way that it's exactly written. Non-concussive head injury? Is that how they put it? Yeah, non-concussive head impact for Salvador Perez. Nonetheless, we're talking about Logan Porter came in to replace Salvi in that fifth inning. Went 1-for-3, highlighted, of course, by that home run. He gets the Joel Goldberg treatment and talked about that home run on the field after the game to, well, Joel and the rest of the people over there at Bally Sports Kansas City.
Yeah, that was crazy. I couldn't even hit him out in BP, so it was, I saw a pitch up and just put a good swing on it.
Congratulations on the win, the first home run. Go warm up and celebrate with your teammates.
Thank you.
Yeah, great job. Great job. Always a great job by the great Joel Goldberg. Logan Porter, one of many Royals to contribute to this 10-8 victory. Nine different Royals collected a hit. Michael Garcia, Bobby Witt scored 4 of the 10 runs. Nelson Velasquez and Salvador Perez drove in 4 of the 10 runs. Jay Southland Tow Service text line's always there for you. 913-586-7610. We'll take a dive into the text line in just a moment. But first, let's head to the Northland. Talk to our good buddy Kyle. Kyle, always appreciate you listening, man. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Vern. I was out at the K tonight, and I'm in 100% agreement with you. It's time to stop booing Altuve. It's just immature, and we can do better. But speaking of doing better, I can't decide what my favorite moment of the game was. Either Reagan strike them all, you know, striking out the side for the shutdown inning, or, you know, Logan Porter going deep. But I think I'm pretty equally impressed with the execution as you are, Vern. One thing you didn't mention that you got to a lot of them, you know, we did really great today, so there's a lot to mention. But that MJ Melendez pushing over to the second base side with advancing Bobby to third, and then Velasquez hitting the sac fly early in the game, that was a big deal. And then Prado had a couple of moments too. So all of those guys I wanted to shout out today, and it was a great night at the K. Had an awesome time. You know, I was a little nervous there at the end too, but Hernandez figured it out and, you know, got an out or two, and Taylor Clark came in and finished it for us. So it was a little nerve-wracking there at the end, but, you know, we kind of expected that with the bullpen and everything. Kind of ruined Reagan's, you know, great start. I think he had like 10 or 11 sat downs to start the game. So, you know, Reagan's and Porter today are the highlight. But as always, Vern, win or lose, we still listen to you. Thanks again for taking the call.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. Ted, back inside the text line. The Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Gabe at Independence is wondering why the Royals still use Dairon Blanco. Well, let me read the whole text. Yeah. Gabe, I need a name of who you want to replace Dairon Blanco. Here's the text. Congratulations on getting Massey's home run total correct. Thank you very much. Sam McDowell, if you're listening, I'll take your apology any day now. Gabe then goes on to write, Vern, why do we still use Dairon Blanco? I know we like him, but can't we just use MJ, Isbell, Waters, and Velasquez and rotate? Gabe and Independence. Yeah, you could if you wanted to, but you still have 26 spots on the team. Okay, you want to get rid of Dairon Blanco and just have three people on your bench? That doesn't seem wise. Also, Dairon Blanco in a corner outfield is your best defense. He's your best pinch runner. To me, he's the perfect. Not perfect. For a team that's 48-101, he's the perfect 13th man. He's the perfect bench player. He's the perfect, let's put our best defense out there because we have our best pitcher out there. So yeah, maybe Gabe, if you had a name that you were desirous of, I want to see this guy in the big leagues, okay, but I don't really understand what you're getting at. Rally Mantis writes in, he's all sorts of fired up about Mizzou and the Royals and Logan Porter. No doubt, appreciate it. Spike in St. Joe writes in, Spike, it was nice seeing you and the fam again earlier today out at it, Craft and Draft. Vern, the game ended the way we wanted to, but my question is, how much money will John Sherman spend in the offseason? Good seeing you. Looking forward to the next time. Yeah, hopefully see you again. We only have, what, 7 home games remaining in this season? Yeah, 7. Yeah, it was nice seeing you. How much money is John Sherman going to spend this offseason? Man, I wish I had that number. You know, I'm thinking about it. There's no doubt they're going to need to make a free agent acquisition. I don't know if it's a big-time splash, you know. There's just so much that needs to happen. Again, you're 48-101. You need a few trades. You know, let's say you trade Salvador Perez, and let's say you eat $20 million of his contract. That's still taking at least $10 million off the books next year. So does that count as an extra $10 that John Sherman's spending? Or is... Spike, I'll answer your question this way. You got to give me one arm, one pitcher that we can have a debate that guy or Cole Reagans or Brady Singer, who gets the ball on opening day? That right now is my main request of this offseason. Just give me one name, and I know it's easier said than done. Just go get me a guy that could start opening day. Well, I'm sorry, that's what this team needs. I need someone to get in there and battle it out with Brady Singer and Cole Reagan, spring training 2024, for the opening day nod. And then that's your 1-2-3. Jordan Lyles gobbling up innings in the 4 spot, and then we got quite a battle for the 5 spot. Daniel Lynch, Angel Zerpa, and Alec Marsh. Love that. Now, throw a Chandler Champlain in there and an Anthony Veneziano if you want. And, hey, whoever loses, you go to the bullpen. Angel Zerpa would not be shabby out of the bullpen. Alec Marsh, yes, please. Now, I hope he turns out to be a really good starting pitcher, but he could dominate out of the bullpen, in my opinion. So I don't know how much money that's going to cost. Because, again, that arm could be acquired in a trade. Now, if you're going to buy that arm, that arm's probably going to run you anywhere between $15 and $20 million a year. Pitching remains the currency of this sport. Spike Nysenia, speaking of breaking bread with listeners and shaking hands and finally being able to meet you guys out there at Craft and Draft. It was my absolute pleasure to meet Dan and Casey K. Came out to Craft and Draft yesterday. Got to shake his hand, talk a little Royals baseball. Dan, thanks for calling up, man. That was so nice meeting you yesterday. How are you tonight?
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it was really nice to meet you too. You know, the 9 years that we were talking, you know, on the air, I was really glad to meet you. It was a great game tonight for the Royals. Let's go for the sweep tomorrow. Picture yourself, Josh.
Love it. Yeah, 9 years you and I have been talking. Finally got to look each other face to face. I'm sorry this is the face that I'm bringing, but what are you going to do? 10-8, Royals win. Now, I understand. I see on the text line, Raj in the Ozarks letting me know that the Royals are massive underdogs tomorrow. Yeah, that's all right. They've overcome massive odds before. Tampa, the Dodgers. Yeah. Jordan Lyle squares off with Framber Valdez tomorrow. Sure. On paper, that looks very one-sided. But so did Shane McClanahan going up against Jose Quas. I know there's another one in there that I'm forgetting about. But the Royals have won a few times when they're 2-1 underdogs. Jordan Lyles, Framber Valdez, I'll talk to you tomorrow at 12 noon. Nathan Williams, thank you very much for your help. I just got that email. Man, you are something else. Nathan Williams, great work tonight. Take care, Kansas City.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
10 strikeouts through 7 scoreless innings for Brady Singer.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.